Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in to a new segment of Smoke Break. It's your boy K Abdul on the mic, and we got your boy Life visiting in from ATL.
Yo!
All right, so thank everyone once again, everybody, for tuning in. Now, the topic for tonight up for discussion is letting go. This topic derives from basically just trying to let go of past events, let go of past things that have hurt you, let go of some deep issues that really prevents you from moving on to another level. And I just wanted to really come from a deep place, because not everyone is able to let go if someone has hurt you, especially if you don't understand why. I find that a lot of times in life, people go through holding on to a lot of anger, a lot of stuff, because they don't know that they're in the midst of their storm. They too don't know why it is they feel the way that they feel, and they don't have answers. So it's like, how do you let go of something that you truly can't really say that you've gotten over? What are your thoughts on that, Life?
Man, you know, I fully believe that this is a pandemic within, you know, not only just humans, but especially within the Black community, man. You know, we all grew up and we all remember that time we were young, dumb, and innocent, man. You know, girl like boy like girl, you know, girl and boy get together, starts a relationship. Well, then, you know, somebody fucks over said person becomes vindictive person meets said good boy or girl, ends up screwing over said vindictive person. They end up becoming vindictive, and then the cycle just keeps continuing. And I don't think we have enough people in this day and age to, you know, be able to explain how to get out that loop. You have to be one tough and very self-reflective individual to be able to get out that loop by yourself. That means that you have to know, you have to understand what happened, your part in what happened, accepting your part in what happened. That's the biggest part.
Yes.
Accepting your part in what happened, and then allowing, whether or not that door is closed, allowing yourself to find some type of closure, whether or not you had it with that individual or that said person or whatnot. We don't got people like that that can discuss that anymore. We don't have people that can drop that knowledge, you know, to the masses anymore. You got, you know, one person here, one person there trying to help out the individuals, but we got too many people that just populating the earth nowadays. Yeah, the word ain't getting around fast enough.
Right.
So, I mean, I fully agree, dude. Like, letting go is some of the hardest, most painful struggle that an individual will have to deal with in their life. And I'm going on record to say that because I've been there. You'll probably end up hearing half of the story tonight.
Well, so going on, I mean, you already started enlightening us. What some things that you've had to let go of? Because, I mean, people don't truly understand it, you know, unless you can really go through it and really feel for yourself.
Well, I mean, you have different categories of letting go. I mean, you got, you know, sometimes you got to let go of, you know, loved family members or friends when before their time has come. I've been there, done that. Rest in peace, my mom. You know, just recently, rest in peace, my brother. I just lost my brother, man. And I mean, hey, you know, for 48 hours, you know, I had a hard time really processing it. I think losing my mom helped with it, but you can only imagine if it took me, you know, 48 hours to process that, and I'm a real logical, self-reflective individual, how bad I was off, and I still have outbursts, you know, from my mom. So you got that one category, and then you got a main category, which everybody think of, you know, relationship. I was married to a girl I was infatuated with, in love with, had never known what love was until I met this girl. And I mean, just, you know, not even a year after we got married, I mean, I had to hear, of all places, inside of a club, that she was ready to have a divorce. And I wasn't ready to let her go. And 4 years later, and thank God my girl today is still with me throughout it. I finally have let go. I had to put myself in a position where I refused to talk to her against what my entire being wanted to do. I wanted to talk to her. I wanted to text her because I still thought in the back of my mind somewhere, and who knows, it could have or could not have been an opportunity or a chance for me to still grab her back from her, from what she was doing. I still thought that for years on end. I still thought that. So it came to a point where I had to say, she moving on. I got to move on. She had a kid. Well, I had a kid. And it wasn't because of her, but, you know, life was happening.
Right.
And we were slowly but surely moving in opposite directions. And I just went ahead and said, you know what? This is just holding me back, man. I got other opportunities, and there's other people out here that could make me feel just as good. Might not be nobody that can make me feel like she did.
And that's another thing. It's like, how do you let go of that which you previously had? And like you said, now I think that's different. Like, because I figure that's two different types of letting go. That's one type of letting go, a forcefully letting go or getting over.
Right.
But then when you've had a taste of something, and now whatever it is you had a taste of is no longer good for you. It's no longer privy to, you know what I'm saying, your nourishment.
Is it no longer good for you, or is it no longer... Is it no longer good for you, or you can no longer get to it? They see, you know, it's a branch. You know, we're branching off there.
I think that kind of branches off a difference between letting go and getting over. Because I think when you have to or forcefully, you know, get rid of it, then you're forced to get over it. You know, versus if it's something that is, you know what I'm saying, it's something that's happened to you, it's something that's bothering you. You know what I'm saying? You got to let it go. You have to keep going, and I feel like they go kind of a little bit hand in hand, but it could be a little bit different.
It's like a branch. It's like a limb of a tree branch. You know, mm-hmm. what we're discussing right now. You got a few branches that branch off, and then you got a lot of twigs that'll branch off of those branches. You know what I mean? Like let's say y'all was just talking about family, but then you got friends. You got close loved ones, you got, you know, spouses off of that branch. Then you talk about relationships, then you talk about, well, am I forcibly having to make myself let it go because I no longer have access to it? I have to force myself to let it go because it's no longer good, you know, for my environment, for my health.
Mm-hmm.
Was it forcibly taken from me? And, you know, I really didn't have a say in that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it for the simple fact that, you know, situations happen and,
right.
you know, you're no longer able to reach out to it. It's not that neither or wanted to get away from it, but a situation happened and you can't have that individual anymore. So, like I said, it's like branches.
Right. I feel you. It's rough. It's hard. I feel like it's really tough. Like, how do you really let that go? We got Mr. D calling in from the 336. We'd love to get your opinion on this, Mr. D. First off, how you doing tonight?
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing good. We're doing good, man. Thank you, as always, first off, for joining us on Smoke Break. It's always a pleasure. But we want to get your opinion on tonight's topic of letting go. Like, rather, what's your take on letting go of something that you previously had? Letting go of something that, you know, you used to get, but it's you can no longer have. It's kind of detrimental to you.
Well, when I think about the term letting go, I think that primarily every situation that you let go of, you do let go of the same way. The issue is that when it comes down to letting go, it's like a trifold. It's three stages to that. This is kind of like what Life was saying about the tree with the branches, but on a more simplistic scale. I feel as though when you are trying to let go of something, you have three stages to it. You mentally let go, you physically let go, and you emotionally let go. Now, when you mentally let go, well, scratch that. Let's go to the easiest, physically letting go. plain and simple. It's not there. Whomever it is or whatever it is no longer there. So you have to physically let it go. It's gone. Mentally letting go is a little bit more difficult because you can't necessarily control your train of thought at all times. That's one of those things that time is going to have to help. Because when you are letting go of a situation, you think about it. You ponder on it. You wonder, is it the best thing to let it go? But the worst and the last, of course, is emotionally letting go. Because when you emotionally let go of something, it never really goes away. It's just like what Life was saying about with his mother. Emotionally, he'll never let that go. It may get better, but it'll always sting. He may not think about it for a while, but when he does, it's going to hurt. Emotionally letting go is the hardest. But in every situation, that's what you do. Even when you leave your job, and let's say you left your job, hey, physically, you parting with the money. Mentally, you parting with the security of having that job, being able to do whatever. And then emotionally, you think about all the people that you came into contact with at that job. So, I mean, you get what I'm saying? That's a memory that you can look back on 2 or 3 years from then, may still make you feel good. I remember when I worked with them because you emotionally, well, you have an emotional connection to it. If y'all get what I'm trying to say.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I definitely feel you. When you put it like that, it definitely makes sense. And honestly, I never really thought about it from those, you know, breaking it down to even further than just one, but three. You know, your physically, your mental, and your emotional. Like, all of that really takes a strain. And I'm glad that I'm not the only one that realizes that. Like, that's just crazy. So let me ask you this, Mr. D. I mean, are you having anything? Is there anything that you can, you know, you feel comfortable spitting over the air or whatnot that you've had to let go?
I've had to let go of some relationships here lately. Well, not necessarily relationships, but, you know, some friendly friendships that just weren't going anywhere, that weren't panning out into anything. And it does take a toll because, you know, you get used to having these people in your life and you develop a bond with them, whether it be a physical bond or a mental bond or an emotional bond or all three. I mean, you know, to the right individual, especially someone that you may be in a relationship with, you are bonded to that person in all three of those ways. So you're going to have to let go of that person in all three of those ways.
I feel you. Absolutely. I definitely agree with that. That's what's up. So what about you, Lice? You have any other input you'd like to put on that?
I'm feeling what Mr. D said about that. Well, I knew about the physical, the emotional, and the mental, and I think most people are subconsciously aware of it, but we talk about it in different ways. Like, well, the way we talk about it today is, oh, well, you know, I had to put a Band-Aid on it. That's that mental. That's that mentally having to let go. Oh, I got to put a Band-Aid on it, you know, because I don't want to necessarily think about it, or, you know, but I'm always trying. It's always going to come back in the back of my head. When you emotionally let go, though, that's like soldering a wound. Like, you had a car or a wound. Like, you got a big open gap.
Yeah.
You got to put some heat to it to cause the wound to close.
It's going to take a little time.
And, you know, over time it's going to heal, but that scar is going to always be there. You will always feel that scar. You always going to see that scar because whatever happened, it's always going to be there. It's going to creep in the back of your mind. And that's why that, like you said, that emotional pain is so hard because you could be going on about your day, you know, 5, 6, 7 years later and a smell or a way somebody walked or a certain amount of words or whatever could trigger something that happened back in that day when you emotionally have to let go. And then all of a sudden, it's like running your hand over that wound that you had to put that fire to close up. You feel it.
Yep.
it don't hurt no more. You know, it closed up, but it's a reminder. You know, man, I can tell you right now, I don't even have the wound. I got a physical tattoo. I got a physical tattoo I have to look at every single time I raise my left hand. Something. And I don't want to get rid of it. This is a nice tattoo. But, man, every single time I look at it, here we go again, man. You know, I can't get rid of that. You know, well, I can, but I can't get rid of that. It ain't like I can wash it off.
That's,
you know, man, when you say emotional is the worst hurt that you will have to get over, whether, you know, like you said, you know, it's a family or a relationship or a job or, you know, whatever, it's going to hurt, and it's going to stay with you for the rest of your life. A lot of people ain't prepared to let go of that kind of hurt or to have to deal with it for the rest of their life. A lot of people are not prepared to deal with that type of emotional hurt for the rest of their life.
But that's the thing, though. I don't think that you necessarily have to experience it the rest of your life. I mean, that is the whole purpose of letting go. Eventually, at some point or another, you know, you get over it, you move forward, you get past it. I get what you're saying as far as, like, the mentally, the emotionally, the physically. You know, some of it has different depths than others.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm pretty sure Mr. D will agree. You get past it. You're able to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to experience more than
right.
more of what life has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
But you are never going to forget it.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's...
And there's going to be reminders. There's going to be... what do they call, like, AA addicts who finally get over and... But it's kind of like it's a trigger. There we go. You always gonna have those triggers. Whether or not you fall back into it, then you know that's just up to that individual. How strong their determination and will is. You know how much they have prepared themselves for that. But when you really have been emotionally hurt, that's a life thing. That's a life thing. You are going to deal with it for life, whether or not you want to or not. When somebody or something has touched you in a way that's changed your life and you lose it, emotionally getting away from it is a life thing. It's like being addicted to drugs. It's like being addicted to alcohol. It's like being addicted to sex. You going to have triggers, and you may be able to pull yourself back and say, you know what, I know that's not healthy for me, and move on. But I ain't still taken away from the fact that you still going to have that trigger.
This is true. No, I didn't even think about it like that. So that's some deep shit. When you really sit back and think about that, an emotional attachment to lose that, and especially when you weren't ready to, you know, to depart from it, and you weren't ready to let it go, I think that would stick with you a lot longer than being able to actually say, okay, well, I'm ready for, you know, to say goodbye. I'm ready to move on, and I'm ready to part ways with this. That's what's up.
'Cause, right. How many people are really ready to? How many people are really ready to let go?
Right. Really, really. Are you really,
are you really, really ready to let go?
No, that's some shit. That's crazy. Well, I definitely want to appreciate that input for that. I really hope that letting go doesn't become so hard to the point that you can't handle it. And I've seen a lot of people who they get so consumed with shit that they can't let go of that it becomes such an issue in their life and their everyday functioning life that they can't move forward.
Been there, done that. Trying to tell you.
It ain't pretty.
No, it's not a pretty scene. It's not a pretty scene. You are not the... It's like looking at yourself in the mirror, but you're the person in the mirror. And all this stuff that is happening outside is like, what the fuck? But you can't control it. You know, you really, when you're that hurt and it's that hard to let go, because like, you know, let's use the three that Mr. D was using. Physically, it's easy. You know, sometimes it's easy to let that go. It might take time to heal it. But, you know, you get over it, especially if you get something else that will replace it. That's why, you know, a lot of times there are some people out there in the psychology field or in the or in the social work field that'll say, okay, well, you know, find something else to do. You know, find something else to replace with what, you know, you had. And then once you have a replacement, it's like, oh, okay, cool, you know, whatever the case. Mentally, sort of works the same way as long as you have something to occupy your time. That's why when some people go through a hard divorce or a job loss or a really big family loss, they'll find something to occupy your time. You ever heard of the workaholic?
Mm-hmm.
Usually they are workaholics because they are replacing
something.
They're
using
work to replace something else that's gone. They don't want to be at home, or they don't want to deal with the kids, or they don't want to have to go home and deal with X, Y, and Z, whatever.
Exactly.
You know, and that's all I'm saying. That, but that again, that it's that emotional thing. You know,
So it seems like we've extended a lot on this emotional. Apparently, this emotional will drag you through this dirt. So, what about this physical? Is the physical any easier? Is the mental any easier than the emotional?
I will say, physical is the easiest out of the three.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time. Well, and just like I was just saying, it only needs to be replaced. When you're without, oh yeah, that feels like that's the darkest days, and you know, ain't no sunshine coming anymore, and you just want to listen to, you know, all these sad songs. But as soon as that physical gets replaced, you ain't think about it no more, really.
That's true.
Because it's giving you what you were missing.
That's true.
You know,
what you were missing physically.
Yeah, what you were missing physically. I done had women where, you know, I was sprung, but then as soon as I was getting something, you know, comparable, you know, we ain't think about
easier.
You no more. It makes it a whole lot easier.
Yeah, okay.
Mentally, it's the same way. As long as I can occupy my mind, and most people can say this, as long as my mind is not, can't wander to that place,
mm-hmm.
as long as I can occupy it with other things to do, whether it's working out or going to work or playing sports or watching movies, whatever. As long as they can occupy that space instead of letting those thoughts float in,
mm-hmm.
it becomes a whole lot easier to manage.
Okay.
Even more so easier to handle if you are one of those individuals who are very self-reflective, very, very logical, and you can box off stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, emotional, I think those are the two easiest.
That's what's up. Okay. So apparently, what you mean, emotional is hardest, physical and mental, you mean, are the two easiest?
Yeah, two easiest.
Okay.
With physical being the easiest of the three.
Okay. Probably because, and more likely because that's a logical, I mean, that's a tangible thing. That's something that you can
go out
and
feel. You can touch,
you
can buy it now.
Right. Yeah, I feel you on that. Now, we have another caller coming in from the 918. We're going to bring you in, and what's your opinion for everything tonight? Well, first off, how are you doing? Hello, caller from the 918, are you there? All right, well, I guess we have lost feed, but...
I hope you call back in. Keep listening.
Well, nevertheless, but yeah, that definitely does bring a different light on that letting go. Do you have anything else that you want to add to that?
Man, I keep talking about this.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
This is
you want to talk about.
This is some life stuff. This is where the first part of my name came from. I can tell you, I can't talk about it if I hadn't been through it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And again, we go back to, you know, I want to talk to the masses. I mean, I know there's people that have lost loved ones or you've lost jobs or circumstances or whatever, but most people, you know, the relationships is the hardest thing to deal with, you know, having, you know, whatever type of, you know, ship with somebody, relationship. But when you vest it, And when I say vested, that means like you've invested
money, blood, sweat, tears.
Yeah, you are vested into an individual, and then you don't have a choice. Let's talk about the ones who don't have a choice and whether or not they have to let go. It got taken from them. Somebody cheated on you, you know, or somebody decided they just abruptly didn't want to deal with you anymore, or you got replaced. Or, you know, for the worst on the worst, you had to lose them.
That's some fuck.
And you lost them. And, you know, ultimate death. You know, that's when I think it is the hardest. I think I was personally in the one step above because I was so vested in that individual and she left. Well, actually, you know what? It forcefully got taken away from me because I couldn't change her mind. She left. So, you know, it's kind of in the same boat. And I will tell people out there, look, it hurts. It's going to be painful. It's going to be rough. And you don't necessarily always have to give up right then and there unless it's something that's going to that's affecting your health, like you being abused or something like that. But it will get better. I'll tell you that. You'll go through your dark times. How long that dark time is going to be up to you, whether or not you have a support system or you're strong enough to deal with it on yourself.
Right.
But there are better times to come. It might take a year. It might take three. It might take five. But there are going to be better days. So I just want to get that out there. Don't think it won't get better. But you got to take the first step to saying, I got to do something about it.
Okay. So basically, that's what I was looking for, that how. How do you let that go? So initially what I'm gathering is, it's going to hurt. Yeah, you're going to go through some shit. But at the end of the day, it's up to you whether or not you continue to go through it, whether or not you decide to hold on to it.
Right. Because there's going to be a point in time, and it's going to happen to every individual that goes through this type of pain, where you have to say, where is this being productive for me?
Right.
You know, I know this other person might enjoy, you know, my lavish attempts at trying to come back to them, or, you know, you're dwelling in the dark, you don't want to get out of bed because you lost this loved one. But you have to reach a point in your mind somewhere. You got to reach back and say, where am I being productive towards self?
Right.
You know, and that's a hard thing to do for some people, is to look inside and say, man, you know, I got to do something about this. I have to do something about this. Not my friends going to help me out. Not my mom is going to come over and or my dad's going to come over and talk some sense into me. Or, you know, maybe you took up counseling. And where are you going to do something about it?
That's true.
And that's hard. But when you do it, a light's going to start to flicker. It ain't going to shine bright. You ain't going to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's going to start to flicker. You have to follow up that with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I've got to do X, Y, and Z. My plan for when it happens, I said, okay, I got to start separating myself. I got to start, you know, not responding to the texts, not responding to the calls, not leaving happy birthday messages, not liking pictures on Facebook, not following her on Instagram. I had to start doing that. I had to stop it.
You got to coach yourself.
Yeah, you have to coach yourself and say, okay, if I do this, I know it's going to be here, so don't. So,
wow.
It's all about how you going to direct yourself to get out of it. Because at the end of the day, the only person that's going to pull themselves out of that dark place
is
going to be self. It starts there.
Self, you, however you want to put it. At the end of the day, it only takes one. Even though it probably took, at least two or three to get up in the feelings that you in.
Yeah.
But it only takes one to get out. And I think that's some crazy shit. So I guess to play. My grandmother used to tell me, you know, trouble is easy to get into, hard to get out of.
It's the same concept. Different criteria, but same concept.
Okay. Wow. Well, hey, you live and you learn, and you definitely learned something new today. At least I have. So, in the reference to this, you know, just letting go, this thing is not easy. But, you know, as my boy Life said, and as my boy Mr. D said, you know, you got to keep going. So, yeah, it's depending upon the level. It may hurt you a little rougher, a little tougher than the previous. But at the end of the day, it didn't kill you. So, I guess if it didn't kill you, then you got another chance to keep on going, you know. And it is what it is. But I want to thank you, Life, and I want to thank Mr. D. So, another segment of Smoke Break. I want to thank everybody that does listen in and tune in. Stay tuned next Thursday at 6, and I'll talk to y'all then.
It's your boy from the A.